Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're going to talk about what it means to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and discover how life's challenges can actually serve a greater purpose in our journey. Today's Bible verses are from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 to 4, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right of the throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood.
When we look at Jesus, we see the perfect example of what unwavering faith looks like. He is both the leader and perfecter of our faith, showing us the way forward through his own journey. Think about this. Jesus faced the ultimate challenge of the cross, yet he endured it all because he could see beyond the immediate pain to the greater joy that lay ahead. That's such a powerful lesson for us today. Jesus didn't just endure the cross, he despised its shame. He knew the humiliation and suffering that awaited him, but he looked past all of that. And now? He sits at the right hand of God's throne, the position of highest honor and authority. What does this mean for us as believers? It shows us that there's always a greater purpose behind our challenges. Just as Jesus found joy beyond his suffering, we too can look forward with hope, knowing that our current struggles aren't the end of the story. He blazed the trail for us, showing us that perseverance through difficulty leads to victory. His position at God's throne isn't just about his triumph, it's about our assurance. We have someone who understands our struggles, who has walked through the darkest valleys, and who now advocates for us from the highest place of authority. This truth should fill us with confidence as we navigate our own paths of faith. Now let's consider how Jesus handled opposition from sinners. It's truly remarkable when you think about it. The perfect Son of God, facing constant criticism, mockery, and resistance from those he came to save. Yet through it all, he never grew weary or lost heart. His endurance wasn't just about physical stamina, it was about maintaining unwavering faith and purpose in the face of relentless opposition. This teaches us something profound about our own challenges. When we face resistance in our faith journey, whether it's skepticism from others, social pressure, or outright hostility, we can draw strength from Jesus' example. He didn't argue with every critic or try to defend himself against every accusation. Instead, he remained focused on his mission, knowing that his purpose was greater than any temporary opposition. Think about the times when you felt overwhelmed by challenges or discouraged by others' reactions to your faith. It's natural to feel weary, but Jesus' example reminds us that opposition isn't a sign that we're doing something wrong. Often it's quite the opposite. The same people who opposed him are the ones we might face today, just in different forms. What's truly encouraging is that Jesus didn't just endure opposition. He transformed it into an opportunity to demonstrate God's love and grace. When faced with hostility, he responded with compassion. When confronted with hatred, he showed love. This teaches us that our response to opposition matters just as much as our ability to endure it. We're not just called to survive difficulties, we're called to handle them in a way that reflects Christ's character. Let's talk about our personal struggles against sin. You know, sometimes we can feel completely overwhelmed, like we're fighting an endless battle. But here's something I want you to consider. The scripture reminds us that we haven't yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. That's not meant to minimize our struggles, but rather to give us perspective and hope.
In our daily lives, we face countless temptations and challenges. Maybe it's the struggle to maintain integrity in a workplace that seems to reward dishonesty. Perhaps it's battling with negative thoughts or trying to overcome harmful habits. Whatever your personal battle might be, remember that you're not alone in this fight. When we examine what it truly means to resist sin, we're not talking about achieving perfect behavior overnight. It's about persistent effort, getting back up when we fall and maintaining hope, even when we feel like we're losing ground. Think of it like building muscle. It requires consistent effort, and yes, sometimes there's discomfort involved. The beautiful thing about our struggles is that they don't define us. they're opportunities for growth chances to lean more heavily on God's grace. When we're in the thick of battle, it's easy to forget that every Christian throughout history has faced their own unique challenges. The key isn't in never stumbling. It's in how we respond when we do. Remember, our capacity to resist sin grows stronger as we keep our focus on Christ. Each small victory, each time we choose righteousness over temptation, builds spiritual strength. We might not be shedding blood in our resistance to sin, but our daily choices to stand firm are significant battles in themselves. Now let's consider something really profound about the way God works in our lives. You know how a loving parent corrects their child's behavior? That's exactly how God deals with us. His discipline isn't about punishment. It's one of the clearest expressions of his love for us. When we're going through difficult seasons in life, it's easy to feel like we're being punished or that God has somehow abandoned us. But what if we could shift our perspective? What if we could see these challenging times as God's careful, loving refinement of our character? Think about it. When an athlete trains for a competition, the process isn't always comfortable. There are early mornings, sore muscles, and moments of wanting to give up. But that discomfort is precisely what makes them stronger. In the same way, God's discipline in our lives isn't meant to break us down, but to build us up. Every trial we face, every difficult situation we encounter can be viewed as an opportunity for growth. Maybe it's a strained relationship that's teaching us patience. Perhaps it's a financial setback that's helping us develop trust. Or it could be a personal failure that's cultivating humility in our hearts. The key is understanding that God's discipline flows from his heart of love. He sees us not just as we are, but as who we can become. When we embrace this truth, even our hardest days take on new meaning. We can face challenges not with dread, but with anticipation of how God will use them to shape us into the people he created us to be.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the example of Jesus, who endured the cross and opposition with unwavering faith and love. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on him, drawing strength from his perseverance and finding hope in his victory. Teach us to see our struggles as opportunities for growth, trusting that you are refining us through every challenge we face. Lord, when we feel weary or discouraged, remind us of your love and the greater joy that lies ahead. Give us the courage to respond to opposition with grace, to resist sin with persistence, and to embrace your discipline as an act of your deep care for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, may you always find strength and inspiration in Jesus' example of perseverance and love. As you face challenges, remember that they are opportunities for growth and refinement through God's love. Keep your eyes fixed on him, and may his grace guide you in every step of your journey. Blessings to you, and take care.